Gurney's Got It continues, and we welcome Bill Blum. Bill Blum, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
And you are the owner of Anthony Buick.
That's correct. Anthony Buick GMC right here in Gurney.
Yes. Now, I have been driving down Grand Avenue I drive down Grand Avenue every day, especially now that Stern School is closed. In that area of land over by Olive Garden that we lost so many different restaurants throughout the years, I know one closed. I think Hooters closed down during the pandemic. Is that right, Lynn? Hooters closed during the pandemic. But then there was, what else was over there? Joe's Crab Shack. Either way, my point is they're not there anymore, and I've been wondering what is going there. And you've been working with the Village of Gurney for a number of months to secure your new location, which is going to be...
It's going to be a brand new Buick GMC dealership, hoping to break ground later this year and be fully operational by the end of 22.
So, and that's going to be on that 10-acre vacant area, which is near on North Ridge Drive, near Olive Garden for
anyone.
That's
correct. Right there by the Olive Garden, Cracker Barrel, McDonald's.
Yep.
Hopefully to develop that area and bring it back to life a little bit.
So you guys are completely moving from the other location.
That's correct.
That makes me really happy as a Buick owner. And it's not that it wasn't worth the drive, but it was so far down Grand to get to you guys when I'm coming from the other direction, you know?
Well, no, you're correct. We're the only Buick GMC dealer and actually in all of Lake County.
Yeah.
So we needed a central location that could hit people not only here in Gurney, but Waukegan, Lake Forest,
exactly.
Antioch.
Yep, and then it's going to be right there when you get off the highway, which is a huge bonus as well.
Is that where I had to pick you up, where you dropped off your old one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you.
You guys didn't take that lease in, did you? I'm sorry if you did.
They did.
Oh, man, that heat. You screwed that car up so bad.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Can
you hear it? Nice car. She screwed it up, so I probably charged
her. So I had an Acadia, and now I have an Enclave. So I am a family of the GMC Buick, which everyone's like, that's like the same exact car. I'm like, exactly. I liked the style, and I just went to the Enclave instead. Haters.
We appreciate it. Your side commission check will be on the way.
Thank you,
Bill. Take it out of what she owes you for trading in that
license. Oh, my gosh. I already paid them my dues, okay? So you don't just sell Buick and GMC, though. I didn't realize Hummer brand was included. What do they fall under?
So as everyone probably remembers, the Hummer brand was discontinued about a decade or so ago.
I didn't know that.
Have you not watched TV in the last year?
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know that.
The new GMC Hummer?
She's still watching Breaking Bad and looking at the Aztec.
I still haven't finished Breaking Bad, so don't ruin it for me, Bill.
I already ruined it for her.
Yeah,
don't worry.
True.
But you haven't seen that new advertisement for the new GMC Hummer?
They stopped making Hummers?
Yeah, the new Hummer's coming back.
I'm so confused right now.
It's a GMC, though, right?
They are. Instead of having it as its own brand, it's going to be a model within the GMC family, just like a Yukon or an Acadia. And it's going to be all electric compared to the old gas guzzler of a decade ago.
My kid always, he's only 14, but he always talks about how he wants a Hummer. And I was like, I can tell you what car you weren't getting, a Hummer, because that is just that, a gas guzzler. But now you're saying the complete opposite, electric.
It's going to be fully electric, zero emission. It's going to be a pretty crazy vehicle. It's going to do 0 to 60 in 3 seconds, which would be the equivalent of a new Corvette or a Porsche 911.
For a truck.
It's going to have crazy things called crab mode, where all four wheels turn at about a 45-degree angle.
What?
And move at a diagonal. Imagine sliding a brick at a diagonal across the floor. That's what it can do.
So
parallel park.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking. You just slide in over. What is that called? A crab walk?
It's called crab walk.
No way.
Kind of like your Enclave when we got it back.
Not on purpose.
It was an Acadia, Bill.
All four wheels going on.
Oh my gosh. What other kind of features?
It has some other off-road capabilities. Imagine if you're going over a big rock off-roading, you can move the whole front end up about 6 inches and get over obstacles, then lower it back down and keep going.
It's pretty BA.
Yeah.
When is that going to be available?
The first truck will be here around Christmas time, maybe early January, and then the SUV version will be in around early 23.
Does that have a third row feature? Because I have a lot of kids that got back into a car.
2023, you're good. They can ride in the back of the truck.
True. Caden probably won't even be living with me anymore.
You're good.
Yeah, by then you won't need all that space.
So something really cool that you guys are getting behind is the 5th annual Buick Car Show, which is all for charity. Can you tell us a little bit about this? It's coming up this weekend.
That's correct. It's going to be this Sunday at our dealership at 7225 Grand Avenue here in Gurnee. The Buick Club for Shiawake, which is the Southern Wisconsin, Northern Illinois Buick Club, is hosting it. We're glad to provide the space. There's going to be a DJ, food truck, some really cool cars. And even if you don't have a Buick, there's going to be a non-Buick class. So bring out whatever you want. Or even if you don't have an antique car, come by and just check out some vehicles and enjoy the beautiful weather.
So I could bring my 2013 Buick Enclave?
That would be in the modern Buick class. We would be glad. I'll have to check that out for the dealer choice.
Is there a filthy, smelly class? Because it would be under that one, too.
I'm sure it'll be beautiful in the 92-degree heat.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Oh, gosh.
Smells straight like a baseball sock.
Yes, that is exactly what it smells like. $10 registration fee, which people can still get in on. There's going to be a 50-50 raffle and a door prize raffle as well.
That's correct.
And what charities are you having the show for?
You know, I'm going to let the Buick Club announce that day. It's going to
that's a big announcement.
I don't want to steal any thunder from them.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah,
fair
that's
enough,
all on
Bill.
Them.
Fair enough. So you got to go on out again this Sunday, June 6th from 9 until 2 at Anthony Buick GMC at their original location, their current location. And then, yeah, looking forward to you guys moving closer to us. Now, before I let you go, one thing we close the Gurnee's Got It program with. What's your Gurnee go-to?
Well, since I can't say myself. Yeah. Which I would love to. I'm going to go with the Point Pancake House, which I've enjoyed for breakfast during this pandemic and gotten fatter by the minute.
Haven't we all? Haven't we all?
Heck yeah.
Thank you again, Bill, so much for coming in.